Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. As we continue our Lenten meditations on Old Testament types of our Savior's passion, this evening we consider the Passover lamb, and our text is from Exodus 12, the 1st through the 14th verses. The Lord said to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, "This month shall be for you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year for you. Tell all the congregation of Israel that on the 10th day of this month they shall take every man a lamb according to their father's houses, a lamb for a household. If the household is too small for a lamb, then a man and his neighbor next to his house shall take according to the number of persons, according to what each can eat. You shall make your count for the lamb. Your lamb shall be a year old, without blemish. You shall take it from the sheep or from the goats, and you shall keep it until the 14th day of this month, when the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill their lambs in the evening. Then they shall take some of the blood and put it on the two doorposts and the lintel of the houses in which they eat them. They shall eat the flesh that night, roasted with unleavened bread and bitter herbs they shall eat it. Do not eat any of it raw or boiled with water, but roasted, its head with its legs and its inner parts. And you shall let none of it remain until the morning. Anything that remains until the morning you shall burn. In this manner you shall eat it, your loins girded, your sandals on your feet, and your staff in your hand. You shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover. For I will pass through the land of Egypt that night, and I will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and on all the gods of Egypt I will execute judgment. I am the Lord. The blood shall be a sign for you upon the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and no plague shall fall upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. This day shall be for you a memorial day, and you shall keep it as a feast to the Lord. Throughout your generations you shall observe it as an ordinance forever." When this Lenten season comes to its end in the triumphant Easter day, we will again hear a portion of Holy Scripture which has been read in the Divine Service on Easter day for well over 1,000 years, a fragment of St. Paul's first letter to the church at Corinth. And Paul's words are these: "Christ, our Passover, has been sacrificed for us. Therefore, let us keep the feast," which means Christ, who is our Passover lamb, has been sacrificed for us on the altar of the cross. Therefore, let us celebrate his victory with joy and in holiness and pureness of living. This evening we reflect on the Passover lamb as a type of Christ, as pointing forward to him who is the real, the true Passover lamb. the Paschal Lamb. Dr. Luther points to this connection in his Easter hymn, which we will sing on Easter Day. Here our true Paschal Lamb we see, whom God so freely gave us. He died on the accursed tree, so strong his love to save us. See, his blood now marks our door. Faith points to it, death passes o'er, and Satan cannot harm us. It is remarkable how prominent a part is played in the Bible by this image of the Lamb. Last Wednesday, we heard of how the patriarch Abraham replied to his son Isaac's anxious question, "Where is the lamb for a burnt offering?" With those words so full of meaning, God will provide himself a lamb. God will provide himself a lamb. Words which gazed into the distant future when the Lamb of God would be crucified. But the image of the Lamb, in fact, appears in the very first pages of the Bible, in the story of Abel, who offers a lamb in sacrifice. And the image of the Lamb also appears in the very last book of Holy Scripture, in which the Lamb of God is at the very center of heaven and earth. According to the book of the Revelation to St. John, it is the Lamb who appears as slain yet lives, who receives the adoration of every creature in heaven and on earth. And just as the story of the Passover of the Jews from bondage in Egypt is the very heart of the Old Testament scriptures, it is the Passover lamb which stands at the very heart of that story of Israel's deliverance, that story which points forward to that far greater deliverance yet to come, when God's Son himself becomes the sacrificial lamb who takes away the sin of the world. So let's think now of how the Passover lamb is a type of Christ, meaning it foreshadows Christ, it points to Christ. Well, according to God's command, the Passover lamb had to be a lamb without blemish. Christ is the pure and spotless Lamb of God. According to God's command, the blood of the Passover lamb was to be put on the doorposts and the lintel of every house, so that when the angel of death destroyed the firstborn of every house in Egypt, he would spare the firstborn Israelites in their houses, marked with the blood of the Lamb. The Lord said to the children of Israel, "The blood shall be a sign for you upon the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and no plague shall fall upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt." In the same way, you and I are marked with the blood of Christ. The power of holy baptism is the power of Jesus' blood. This is expressed so beautifully in Dr. Luther's hymn about Jesus' baptism. All that the mortal eye beholds is water as we pour it. Before the eye of faith unfolds the power of Jesus' merit, for here it sees the crimson flood to all our ills brings healing. The wonders of his precious blood, the love of God revealing, assuring his own pardon. And there is also this. In the sacrament of the altar, we mysteriously yet truly drink that same cleansing blood, and we mysteriously yet truly eat the body of Christ, the true Passover lamb. And so, not only is the Passover lamb a type of Christ, the Passover meal in which the lamb was eaten is a type of Christ's Holy Supper. The Passover meal foreshadowing, pointing forward to the Holy Sacrament. And it's here that we need to remember how important is the doctrine, or to speak more accurately, the reality of the real presence in the sacrament. For if Christ, the true Passover lamb, isn't really received in the sacrament, then the true Passover would be less than the Jewish Passover, which only pointed forward to it. For in the Jewish Passover, a real lamb was eaten. How much less would be Christ's supper if we didn't really partake thereof, of the true Passover lamb, but only partook of plain bread as a token, as an emblem, as a symbol of Christ's absent body, which is, of course, the error of all who deny the real presence in the sacrament. There is also this. The ancient Jews were commanded to eat the Passover as people setting out on a journey. So we read in the book of Exodus, God's command, "In this manner shall you eat it, your loins girded, your sandals on your feet, and your staff in your hand, and you shall eat it in haste." So the ancient Passover meal was for people setting out from bondage in Egypt, beginning their journey to the promised land. Just so, we partake in the sacrament of Christ, the true Passover lamb, as people who are on a journey through this world to the heavenly fatherland. And so, the Holy Sacrament has been called the food for wayfarers, provision for our earthly journey. And so the Passover lamb slain and eaten in the Passover meal is a type of foreshadowing of Christ, the true Passover lamb, and of his Holy Supper, in which he, the true Passover lamb, is our food. There is also this. Saint John, in his account of Jesus' crucifixion, notes that Jesus was crucified at the very same hour when the countless lambs for Passover were in fact being slaughtered. All of this comes into view when we sing to the Lord Jesus, truly present in the sacrament, O Christ, thou Lamb of God, that takest away the sin of the world, have mercy on us, grant us thy peace. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.